Fred Film Radio, in collaboration with the Italian Film Commissions Association, with the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio.
Angelo Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from Focus London 2018, the location market. I'm here with Nevina Satta from the Sardinia Film Commission. Good morning.
Hi, thank you for having us.
We are in a location market, which is a very important thing for a film commission, because film commission, first of all, scouts for location and offers locations to film producers and TV producers. When you attend a market like this one, which is your aim and which is your mechanism?
Well, first of all, it's a great meeting point among colleagues and friends. So you may not believe it, but it's a fantastic networking opportunity among us, sharing cases. And I must say, it's a little bit kind of a group therapy extended, because we do share similar conditions and similar situations in our territories. And the more the market expands, the more it's interesting to see that, you know, you can kind of check your checklist and say, I've done that, been there. And it's fantastic to see also how the new technologies and new forces are bringing a new energy in the market. The main goal is, of course, to try to place the locations and the community that inhabits those locations. For us, mostly, you know, Sardinia is also culture, history, and incredible food and wine, so why not, to the producers to come here. Because, as you saw, it's divided in two crowds. There are the exhibitors like us that basically showcase territories and potentials, and then there are the producers who are really not only begging for incentives, but they really want to find the best human conditions for their own project, because we've learned that locations are great everywhere. Let's be fair. So you must find a different match that really fits organically to your project. It's also, I must say, I'm very impressed this year, because you saw the schedule of the meetings. It's becoming also a great training initiative. That's why we are bringing more of our younger collaborators to these networking situations, because you learn from those that have been there for longer. We are a very recent film commission. I mean, I keep saying it every year, and now it's like the sixth year, but we are really one of the youngest in Italy. And Italy is not, as you know, the main market for film commissions, but it has imposed itself as a country and as a system, because we've been, probably because we are really fighting for a more organic relationship with the funding, the political world, etc. We are really pushing for a strategy that perceives our system as a system. And so producers are coming to agree that we are not anymore single people, you know, working as officers in one desk or another city, but we are really working to play the role that I think film commissions and film funds have, which is key actors in the financial strategy and the creative producing strategies of a project.
Listen, when you start working on a project, on an international co-production that comes to shoot in Sardinia, which is the biggest obstacle you have to overcome, if there is any, besides being Sardinia an island, which is already...
Well, you know, yeah, there is definitely the perception that an island costs more. Today, as you know, we are very obsessed with the green policy, and for us, climate change is affecting tremendously our ability to sell the island as a, you know, 6 months a year sunny, because it's true that it's 9 months a year sunny, but these 3 months of rain are not anymore in one fixed time, but it could be any time. So that's becoming a problem, but I think it's going to be a global issue, and it is already affecting our work, because we always have to think of a B plan or cover set and everything. And I think, as you know, we are really shifting the political attention to this into a public policy attention. So we don't just give away water bottles just to have a new gadget, but to really convince people that the green policies are now a must, are not anymore just a nice marketing tool for the film. Mm-hmm. No, I think that, you know, the main thing is, well, first of all, you have to be quick. Because, truth to be told, there is a level of competition that is now really based on how fast can you get people to see what they can do in your territory, and also how reliable you are in your solutions. Because you can be very good 1 year with an incredible fund and people come there because they're curious. But then if that measure is not sustained by serious professionals and a territory that really is able to honestly and authentically be, you know, liable and reliable, then it can be just a marketing for one season or one market. The other element that I think is worth considering for us is that, yes, we have to win over this sense of, we have to get to Sardinia. But I always quote the manager of the Placebo, the rock band. Yeah. They came to shoot in Sardinia almost accidentally. They were supposed to go to to Johannesburg, to South Africa. And the journey from London to Johannesburg was longer than the full day of shooting in Sardinia. When they were on their way to the airport, only 15 minutes away from the location, they were like, oh my goodness, we would have just landed in South Africa. So this gives our island a good position in the center of, you know, the Mediterranean. And at the same time, this is often perceived as, oh, but it's going to be super expensive anyway because it's a holiday paradise. And you are cutting down these costs a lot. So, you know, winning over the sense that an island is always more expensive, that you have to get there, is actually a significant component of our, you know, policy and our strategy in putting the island in place, also because it's worth spending an extra day with the crew just to do the wrap-up party. It's really worth it. It's, as you know, it's not only a beautiful place, but it's an interesting community to discover.
You're talking about a different attitude that have to be created, yeah, in order to. I mean, when you start shooting a film, the film is not just the shooting, yeah, days, but everything that is rolling around it, it can be nicer, so everybody is going to work better, yeah, and the quality.
There is a very, very dear Italian actor that just passed away, Ennio Fantastichini. He shot in Asinara, which is the island in the island, is our the Sardinian Alcatraz. And he shot The Stuff of Dreams, a film that was also very successful. And yet, while he was there, he said, the first day I was really ready to leave because no internet. And then he said, the third day I realized I was starting to dream as my character. And he said, it pushed so quickly, like an accelerator, some kind of a strange speed pill of something. And he said, it really makes you work better. So that is an advantage in a way. Also, I think that for us, it's very important that we consider how clean the economy, the audiovisual can bring to a territory, and how reinforced can be the way you promote it, not only at the touristical level, but also, you know, pushing engineers, talents that work in various fields to work with the audiovisual, which is, as we know, what surrounds us everywhere at any age. And so these, if you bring these attention, suddenly what we do is really an interesting challenge that is not anymore for the film people, you know, for the film family. It's really for everybody to consider this tool an incredible privilege, but also a very unique possibility, and I would say really a springboard for the territory economy. And this is, I think, another interesting element that is bringing more attention to marginal regions that were not automatically at the center of the discussion of financing and being, you know, let's say, bankable for the movie industry, and now are instead becoming extremely interesting because of this ability of becoming seriously film-friendly. And I always say, you know, film is an industry made by people, and it's the craziest industry, as Catherine Shuri would say, it's the industry of prototypes. So if you're not crazy enough, at least, you know, get a good experience to be in it.
Exactly. Well, thank you very much. Thanks very much to Nevina Sata, director of the Sardinia Film Commission. From Focus 2018 in London, I'm Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
This program has been produced in collaboration with the Italian Film Commission's Association, thanks to the support of the Italian Trade Agency.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.